Right, it's that time. It's Friday, and joining me in the studio is Paul Golder. What am I calling it, Eddie Calorie for?
It is your first day, after all.
It is my first day. Joined by Paul Golder, who has actually been down to the council. They have their weekly press briefing every week, and you find out what's going on with the council. So what have you been finding out today?
Quite a lot. A lot of things to cover today. So I'll rattle through. And the meeting was held by William Lloyd, who's deputy leader of the council, and Mike Le Cerf, leader of the Labour group, was also there as well. First off, we talked a little bit about fly tipping. It's increasing in Essex. Brentwood Borough Council and William, they want to reduce this, obviously. It's not something that we like. They want to positively market recycling opportunities, and they want people to be as alert as possible. So they are aware that it's a problem and they're tackling it. I think it was just a little announcement to start, just to say that we've got a little problem, and they've got to look into it, give it some resources, and well, that's my assumption, that they're going to give it some resources. They can't do it without resources, but they're aware that there are some problems. Okay, so started talking a little bit about that. Then we went on to talk about Christmas events, lighting up Brentwood and lighting up Shenfield, which we're obviously involved in this year. I'd like to say thank you to Mike Le Cerf, saying some very nice words about Phoenix FM at the meeting, being involved, and because we are the town's and the borough's radio station, which is nice of him. As you know, we haven't been quite so involved as we have been this year and last year, but we're definitely all over that weekend now, 29th and 30th of November. Shenfield's going to be a bigger event. 2 years ago we did Lighting Up Shenfield, didn't have it last year. They want to make it on a par with Ingatstone, which is quite a long established and well turned out event. So they've given extra resources to it. I think they've committed about £5,500 to it this year, so they've given extra money to it. And they're also investing in new Christmas lights, and that's something we talked about before, because there hasn't been an investment since about 2005 or 2006. So they've been using the same old lights for 9 years. A lot of them have fallen into disrepair. A lot of them look, you know, a little bit tired and jaded, as you'd expect for 9 year old lights. So, and they want more colours as well. A little bit of an issue because the lights before were blue. Don't know why.
Oh, that's not very Christmassy, is it? It was quite fashionable probably back in the day.
Bit cold. I think that's political. A little bit of a political.
Let's not get involved.
Moving on. So William says he now wants a rainbow coalition on lights. So he wants lights of all different colours, which would be great. I'd like to see the indigo ones, how they work. But yeah, and there's going to be about £21,000 spent to replace lights. So hopefully it's going to make Brentwood and Shenfield a little bit more festive, a little bit more bright when they turn the lights on. I know they've been, because of the Lighting Up Brentwood meeting earlier this week, I know they're already installing the lights. Obviously not going to switch them on until, but you know, 6 weeks to go, because it's just such a big job, it takes so long. So they're getting some lights in place already.
They do a test before, though, you know, because you're on the stage, you go 5, 4, 3, they must do a bit of a test before they actually switch them on.
There is a well,
is it a mock kind of switch on?
I've got to give some secrets away now. So when you're saying that they pull a lever, you're saying it's not actually connected to the lights.
I'm saying it is, but what about if it didn't, what about on the stage? I mean, it's never happened before. What about if the lights didn't come on?
Well, it's the mayor's fault, isn't it?
It's the mayor's fault, isn't it? Yeah, that's exactly it. There we go.
They'll be the biggest political crisis in Brentwood for years.
It's the mayor's fault.
I'm sure they've been 100% reliable in the past, and last year to the second, absolutely to the second. So no problem at all. The Borough Bulletin is out. There's a trial version that's gone out. It's hit people's doorsteps this week. And I was actually surprised, a bit of credit to the council, where it's due. I was actually surprised how cheaply this was produced. I know it's not War and Peace. It's only 4 pages. But it's full of news about what the council was up to. William says it's vital that residents have a genuine newspaper with genuine information in it about what's happening, and he says he's written enough party political leaflets and this isn't one, and that's his intention. It's all about information, disseminating that, and nothing to do with politics. Of course, all council decisions are political decisions in the first place. That's why we have politics in the first place. But he's trying to take, you know, the YRB side out of it. And there's information on there on electoral registration, development plan, stuff that's, you know, may not actually, it's not like the front page of a tabloid, but it's important stuff. People need to, you know, if you can't vote, you're probably going to want to wish that you'd read the part about the electoral registration, for example. So, you know, it is important stuff. There's also news about services and events. Now, the whole thing has been distributed to every house in the borough, 29,000 houses, and the printing and distribution costs were £2,800.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant, really. Mm. You know, I mean, I wish I could do something like that for that cheaply.
Yeah, he's been up really late at night making all those leaflets, haven't he? He does a good job.
Yeah, I hope there's not some kind of slave labour scandal.
Well, we did talk about the new apprentices' work that were coming in last week, didn't we?
Maybe they've been doing it. That £2,800 could be slashed further. Yeah. That's pretty impressive, anyway. Yeah. No one can. I mean, Eric Pickles has complained about this kind of thing. I think he called them town hall pravdas, basically saying that, oh, it's just propaganda. And, you know, Labour and Tory councils up and down the country, and Lib Dem ones as well, they have these bulletins. A lot of them have them, and some of them are quite political as well. And Brentwood used to have one up until about 2009, called it Vision, and the Accord said it's important to get information out again. Mm. You know, £2,800 per issue is not a lot of money. So, yeah. It's going to be on. It's on the website as well, brentwood.gov.uk. William feels that paper is important. I mean, obviously we like radio, but paper's quite important, and he feels it's an important way of getting the information out to people. And then he went on to talk about William Hunter Way consultation, because there have been over 3,000 responses to date. The consultation is still going on till the end of October.
Yeah. And will all those people that have written in, you'll be able to read through what people have sent in? Will that be sort of transparent as well? As in, all the people that have written in, they'll have what people have said they wanted?
I don't know if they're going to publish everybody's individual response, but they'll certainly, they're making a big deal about transparency. Yeah. So they're certainly going to, publish a lot of the comments. Mm. And we talked about this previous weeks. What they're hoping for is they're hoping that they don't have like an exact 50-50 split on a number of issues, because then that's going to be, they're going to have to toss a coin and upset half the borough.
If they got 60% of people wanted a rollerblading, and that's what they got out of the 3,000, or is that what they would have to go with?
It's not binding. It is a consultation. Yeah. They're trying to get a steer. 60% of people want rollerblading, and it turned out that Brentwood Rollerblading Club had a big social media thing to it's like when people go to the censors and they say their religion is Jedi, that kind of thing. If there was some kind of manipulation, then we'll say, oh, well, it's not binding, we'll discount that, and we'll look at it. But then again, if 99% of people say we must have rollerblading in William Hunt Away, great big 30,000 seat stadium for Brentwood rollerblading, then, you know, if that's what the people want, then they're compelled to do what the people want. I'm not saying that they will. I'm not on the council, as I will discuss later in the conversation. It's a consultation. You know, there's got to be some good ideas. I've completed one. I've had my thoughts on it. I like the idea of having some kind of European town square. Mm. I know pro-Europe stuff isn't very big in Essex at the moment, but I'd love to have some kind of big town square, great big statues of some great people from Brentwood in the past, thinking of Sir Trevor Brooking, hero of the 1980 FA Cup final, and that kind of thing. And, pavement cafes around it, be absolutely fantastic. I think we missed a real trick. We could have done something like that at the west end of the high street a few years ago. Mm. Brilliant. I'm sure it's a minority view, but that's the kind of thing I'd like to see anyway. Everyone's got their own ideas. No cobblestones. Mm. Come on. Middle ages.
And also, don't forget, we want to fly over at Wilson's Corner. That's very important. I'm going to have to raise that again. Because it's a nightmare. Every time I drive down there, I get my... Well, you know, if you live in Brentwood, your neck goes all... You kind of get all sweaty. It's horrible. You're in the wrong lane. Cut down a couple of those shops out of the way. Big flyover.
Series of Spaghetti Junction. series of flyovers.
Series of flyovers. That's what we need.
No folly at all. Yep. Okay. William went on to talk about the community projects of the Brentwood Community Fund, used to be known as the Brentwood Share Fund, who very kindly contributed towards the cost of our studio too a couple of years ago. That's still going. The Accord have agreed £42,000 of community projects, and that's going to be voted on at committee on Tuesday, the Communities Committee, chaired by Councillor Chilvers. The Accord want to strengthen the budget for that next year, so they want more money going to community projects. And I think out of 62,000 of bids, 42,000 were approved, which isn't bad, actually. Yeah. They usually approve a lot less than that, so they're quite happy about that. They're also talking about more events next year in the town, and bringing events back as well. I don't know if you remember, we used to have a cycle race in Brentwood. We used to close off the high street, and people used to race around the high street on bikes. And it was brilliant. We used to cover it here at Phoenix, and the last one was in 2008. This was at a time when cycling wasn't popular at all.
Yeah.
Since then, became very popular. Tour de France comes to Essex, and we've got two Tour de France champions, first time ever, from the UK, and no cycle race in Brentwood. So we were doing it when it was popular, and now we're not. So the council would like to bring that back. Obviously, we've got cobblestones in the high street now, so they can't cycle over there unless there's some kind of triathlon thing going on where they carry the bikes on their back. And I think so. So they'll have to have a slightly different route. You used to close off the high street and cycle around the high street. It was really good. It's good fun. But they can't do that anymore. But they're looking into it, and it's something they want to bring back, so they've got a commitment about it. And a lot of these things that they're talking about, Mike Lesurf talked about something that we mentioned last week. The current administration wants to go for all-out elections. In other words, they don't want to elect by thirds, where a third of the councillors retire every year, and three out of every 4 years, and then you get this possible chopping and changing of administrations all the time. They want to have elections every 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, Mike talked about the leader of the opposition saying it was bad for democracy, and Mike was very vocal, very passionate about all the positive reasons about it. It removes uncertainty, that projects can't get done. Said it's no different from having a fixed term election in government, which the Conservatives brought in 2010 with the Lib Dem coalition partners, so that they've got a fixed 5 year term so that they can get their projects done. And that's what they're trying to do. And a lot of councils up and down the country, Labour and Tory, they've voted this way. So and it saves, I think he said £200,000. It's going to save a bit less than that, I think, about £170,000. But it's all money that can go back into the community.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very positive about talking about that. Mike also spoke about Keep Safe, which is the new scheme to help people who may be in distress because they've got learning difficulties or so on. And there's a number of venues around the borough now where people can go and get help if they need help when they're out in the street. We've got a big article about it on the Phoenix FM website, so if listeners want to know more, then go to phoenixfm.com and they can see all the links to the council and where they can go and that kind of thing. Mike said he's putting half of his own ward budget towards it, about £500, and he believes a lot of other councillors have done something similar. So the councillors are supporting it. They obviously, across party, they obviously think it's a great thing. So, you know, lots of little things we talked about. One thing that William did bring up is there's a little bit of a Twitter conversation last night between some various people. William was one of them, and I kind of got dragged into it because somebody was tagging Phoenix FM. And so what happened a couple of months ago was that Barry Aspinall, the leader of the council, had uncovered a report that the previous administration had undertaken into Crossrail, Park and Stride, and it's something that according to Barry, the administration wanted to go ahead and create a Park and Stride scheme, cost about £1.6 million, commissioned a report. The report cost £20,000 of local ratepayers' money, and it concluded that it was a poor option, it was the worst option. And a little bit of that report was seen by myself and the Gazette, and I reported it on the radio, and we mentioned it on the website as well. Barry called it a smoking gun. Now, I should point out, firstly, that we don't actually have opinions here at Phoenix FM. We report what happens. Okay, so I'm reporting what they're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, and we always ask the opposition or the other side. We always seek the other side of the story because we want our listeners to hear both sides of the story. So we don't actually take sides. And I'm actually not part of the council as well. It's not my fault that the council showed it to me and I reported on it. And had a few tweets backwards and forwards with a guy called Half Bob. You see Half Bob on Twitter.
No.
Likes talking about politics. Gets quite feisty and, you know, it was pleasant and cordial, but I had to keep pointing out that I'm actually, you know, you're asking the wrong person here. It's not down to me. And his beef with the council is that I saw it and the Gazette saw it, but no one else has seen it. It hasn't been published.
Yeah.
And that's a fair point. I think, you know, the council talking about transparency, and people are saying, well, how come you saw it a couple of months ago and I haven't seen it? So to correct that, William Lloyd has said that he needs to speak to Acting Chief Executive Joanne Ireland, who's currently away, wants to get her clearance first, thinks there might be a copyright issue, but he doesn't think there'll be a copyright issue. He believes that this report will be able to be published. So to answer Half Bob's series of tweets last night, William is hoping to get the report on the website by 12 o'clock on Monday.
Yep.
And if we get wind that it's gone on the website, we'll tweet the link as well and we'll mention it as well so that people can read the report for themselves, because the part of the report that we saw did actually say what Barry said. It did say that it was the worst option, and we reported that, and we're not agreeing or disagreeing in any way. I'm not part of the council.
No.
We don't have opinions. We're opinionless.
No.
Unlike the newspapers, who I keep reminding, they can say what they like, but we can't.
No, we can't.
Well, no, we can say. We can,
but you've got to wait.
Can say
you,
what
you
we can, like.
You can wait. You have to wait up. If you say one thing, it's like I'm always dissing all the politicians, but that's the ones in central government. But you've got to be fair with it. You can't just say you can't be
biased. Under the broadcasting code, radio stations have to be balanced, not in each individual show or report, but across the entire service.
Yeah.
So it means if I can't get the Conservatives in to talk this week, I'll get them in next week, or I'll keep asking. So,
good luck with that.
Well, I'm pleased to report that
really?
we've made breakthroughs there. So we've
really?
Got Councillor Keith Parker will be coming in with Mike Jones. Probably not next week, because Mike has got a bit of a backlog. He's suddenly booked 100 guests.
Yep.
He only does 2 hours a week. Had to remind him. And I've actually got Louise McKinley, the leader of the opposition, coming in Monday, 3:30. Going to be live in the studio with Mike Porter. Going to address a lot of the points that I've been talking about at the council briefings, to have her take and to get her opinion on what she thinks about them as well. So
Excellent.
That's another point of view, and that's something that, you know, Phoenix is committed to.
Yep.
And we like, and I know that I'm sure all sides like to have a good old debate anyway. So I'm sure everybody would be happy about that. And just for Half Bob, he actually, you know, to kind of put a lid on the conversation last night, because I was a bit tired, I said, I'll play you. I hope you're going to be listening at 11 o'clock today, because I'm going to play you a dedication. And he actually asked for a record, which I don't think I said, I think it's dedication if I choose the record, isn't it? But he's got a great song. Are you familiar with Steely Dan?
Yes.
And their work with Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Good band. I can't believe this song is 41 years old, very old. But can you believe that? A sharp intake of breath. And I have to say, having read it, and this is a guy who, I don't know his personal politics, although he's, I think from his little logo, he's a bit anti-European, but, you know, that doesn't mean he's left-wing or right-wing. The lyrics of this song, I should point out, are downright communist, really, if you listen to them. I mean, this is kind of unusual for an America in the 70s, but this is very much about, rich people are bad, there's all these poor homeless people, and all these rich people, you know, there's a refrain that goes all the way through it, you're blowing a life's wages, you know. And it's so good on Half Bob for picking a song out of the Marxist-Leninist section of our music library. Thank you for that. And without any further ado, we're going to we're gonna go ahead and play it, and I'll be back next week to talk more council stuff.